The telecommunications industry has been no fan of University of Wisconsin System's plans to lay 600 miles of fiber optic cable in Wisconsin, extending high-speed internet access to Platteville, Superior, Wausau, and Chippewa Valley. Bill Esbeck is executive director of the Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association.
At a high level, we don't think the University of Wisconsin should be competing with private sector telecommunications providers and offering services that are already available from the private sector.
The legislature's joint finance voted to return the $37 million in federal funding for the project, as well as NUW's support of WiskNet, a nonprofit provider of the internet for schools, cities, county governments, and libraries across the state. UW System spokesman David Giroux warns that the end result of cutting these projects would be an increase in operating costs for many public entities.
At local K-12 schools, at local technical colleges, at UW campuses, and at some private colleges. And what you will see is an increased cost to the students and the taxpayers who support those institutions and who count on them for service.
UW-Madison currently houses and provides a staff for WiskNet, and university officials question whether it would survive without its support. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says the issue may be revisited before the budget is voted on next week. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.